The breakaway government of Somaliland has impressed international observers as a small outpost of democracy in an otherwise troubled region. While not recognized by any nation, the small region in northwestern Somalia has nevertheless been lauded for holding its third successful multi-party election in less than a decade. Presidential elections held in June were deemed by observers to meet international standards and produced a peaceful transfer of power from President Dahir Rayale Kahin to challenger Ahmed Silanyo. But Somaliland's reputation is in jeopardy after the suspension of United Kingdom-based satellite broadcaster Universal TV on Thursday. Information Minister Abdullahi Osman accused the station of bias and ordered it to stop operations indefinitely without clarifying further. According to the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists, the ban came shortly after the station broadcast interviews and discussions featuring the Sol, Sanag, and Ain militia, a separatist group from Somaliland's eastern border. Somaliland's borders have been inherited from the former British colony of the same name. The Sol, Sanag, and Ain militia advocate separation from the region in favor of Puntland, the semi-autonomous state which neighbors Somaliland. Speaking with VOA over the phone, the Africa coordinator for the Committee to Protect Journalists, Tom Rhodes, condemned the suspension.
It certainly doesn't bode well for Somaliland's achievement in promoting democracy. This abrupt suspension clearly is an example that Somaliland has a long way to go. Somaliland actually bans any private broadcasters operating within its region. The only reason that Universal TV is viewed by the public in Somaliland is because it's broadcasted outside from the UK by a satellite.
The suspension of Universal TV comes as donors as well as the international community look to Somaliland to provide stability on the Horn of Africa. On Monday, officials from the region met with a delegation of international donors interested in providing support for development as well as anti-terrorism efforts. The United States has also expressed a strong interest in the region. In late September, United States Assistant Secretary of State Johnny Carson told journalists the U.S. would start to aggressively engage the Somaliland government in light of its stability compared with the rest of the region. But many still feel the breakaway state can maintain its status as an emerging democracy. The National Union of Somali Journalists called the episode a major test to the government's commitment to media freedom. Tom Rhodes said the region could reaffirm its commitment to democracy by lifting the ban.
The first thing that Somaliland needs to do is, of course, lift this censorship with Universal TV and allow the reporters to continue reporting in Somaliland. And the second thing, if not the first thing, should be to lift the suspension on private broadcasters working within the country. Somaliland already has a vibrant print press with a vibrant independent broadcaster also working in the country. It's really the two steps forward that Somaliland needs to achieve its goal.
Rhodes told VOA the government was currently negotiating with Universal TV and that he expected the station back on air in the near future. Universal TV is a Somali television network established in 2005 to broadcast news to the Somali diaspora. The network maintains correspondence throughout Somalia and the region. Some observers say Universal TV maintains a pro-Puntland stance, which has provoked the ire of the Somaliland government. Michael Onyego for VOA News, Nairobi.